From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This from Boston, where an arms race is underway to vaccinate as many people as possible as quickly as possible. Part of that strategy involves mobile clinics in some of the state's hardest-hit communities. One mobile clinic is rolling out to neighborhoods in Lowell today. WBUR senior correspondent Deborah Becker visited a mobile vaccine clinic in Worcester last week. She's here now to talk about what she saw. Hey, Deb.
Hey, Arun.
So these mobile clinics are popping up to administer shots across the state. Which communities and populations are they targeting right now?
State and local health officials are holding clinics in places where people might have difficulty traveling to vaccination sites and in communities that are considered underserved. For example, the state this month started setting up weekly mobile and pop-up clinics in 5 communities. Those communities were chosen based on the Centers for Disease Control's Social Vulnerability Index, and those communities are Boston, Chelsea, Revere, Fall River, and New Bedford.
And tell us about the clinic that you visited. How did things work?
Well, I visited a clinic run by UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester. The hospital's been holding clinics like this in various places in central Mass. The one I visited was at Coe's Pond Village, which is a senior affordable housing complex in Worcester. And about 10 hospital staff members, several volunteers, some translators, they set up this clinic in a community room of the housing complex. And it was very busy, but very well organized. People came in at staggered appointment times. About 200 seniors were there getting their second doses of the Moderna vaccine. And UMass has distributed about 2,000 vaccines since it started holding these mobile clinics about 2 months ago.
Were you able to talk with some of the people who have been vaccinated? And what'd you hear?
Yeah, I was. And most of them, I would say, expressed relief. Here's what 74-year-old Robert Joseph DeLorge said when I asked him if he was going to celebrate getting his second dose.
Yeah, well, I'll probably go up and have a cup of coffee or something. I don't know yet. I got a lady friend in here. She always takes good care of me.
And Arun, we should mention those receiving their second doses are not considered officially fully vaccinated. The CDC says they still should wait 2 more weeks after the second dose before they're fully vaccinated.
Yeah, well, that there must be an urgency to this work, right?
Absolutely. Right now, about a quarter of the population of Massachusetts is considered fully vaccinated, but we've seen an uptick in cases, especially among young people, and more COVID variants. So there's concern about getting shots to as many people as quickly as possible. Here's how Michelle Muller described it. She's a UMass nurse practitioner who works in community benefits at the hospital.
I know the numbers are going up a little bit, and we're a little nervous about that with the new strains, so we're keeping an eye on that. It's really a race of the new strain of coronavirus versus the vaccine, so we're trying to get out here as much as possible.
So, Arun, she says UMass will be visiting some agricultural sites and a meatpacking facility this week and continuing to push to get shots in arms, as they say. And this is just one effort of many happening around the state.
Well, it's great to get a glimpse into it. Deb, thanks for this.
You're welcome.
That's WBUR senior correspondent Deborah Becker. Before I go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. Use of single-use personal protective equipment, the ubiquitous PPE, has skyrocketed at hospitals and other facilities because of the pandemic, and all that plastic waste has to go somewhere. MGH Dr. Jonathan Slutzman says the amount of PPE thrown away each day has increased exponentially.
Maybe half a dozen gowns and half a dozen pairs of gloves and a surgical mask and probably an N95 respirator once per shift, at least.
Slutzman says one way to alleviate this problem would be to make some pieces of PPE more durable so they can be washed and reused. And speaking of the environment, several parts of Massachusetts are still experiencing a drought, with the southeast region of the state hit the hardest. But state officials are calling on all cities and towns to implement water restrictions and asking residents to watch their water use. Vandana Rao is head of the state's drought task force. She says it isn't just the amount of rain, but also the heat that dictates a drought's severity.
In what we've seen as a flash drought that the state has experienced both last year and in 2016, temperature has played a big role in how quickly that drought comes in and how intensive that drought can be.
Drought or no drought, there's one sign that warmer weather is upon us. The Plain Ridge Park Casino begins its first full season of live harness horse racing since before the pandemic. Steve O'Toole, director of racing at Plain Ridge, says COVID safety measures will be in full effect when the first race kicks off this afternoon.
We have gone a little bit above and beyond to try and keep our working people, the horsemen and everything, at a much further distance, especially where they're traveling. A lot of them are coming from out of state.
O'Toole says temperature checks are mandatory for everyone in attendance, and fans in the stands must wear masks and adhere to social distancing. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since vaccines and arms, I'm Arun Roth. We'll talk tomorrow. Speaking of podcasts, here's a couple more you might enjoy. Named one of the best civil rights podcasts of 2020, check out Make It Plain with host Mark Thompson. This daily show features breaking news coverage, social and political commentary, and timely interviews with politicians and newsmakers. Plus, on the Frontline Dispatch, host and executive producer Rainey Aronson takes listeners deeper into the story in conversation with journalists and filmmakers behind Frontline's award-winning investigations. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.